Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
And to know for a fact that the promise of Allah is true. The promise of Allah is true. So today, inshallah ta'ala, we will mention few of the promises that Allah promised if we met the condition. If you're grateful, I will give you more. The condition is make dua. And the promise is I will answer. He did not say make dua and I listen. Who are struggling with specific sins, leave them for the sake of Allah. Allah will replace you with something better. My dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who gathered us in this masjid, to gather us yawm al-qiyamah with Sayyid al-Mursaleen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Fir'aun saw in a dream that there is a fire coming from Bayt al-Maqdis and it's going to take over and burn all Egypt, except it's not going to touch Bani Israel. So he gathered the magicians and the dream interpreters and asked about that dream. They told him that there will be a boy raised from Bani Israel that will take over your kingdom. So he ordered for every new baby boy to be slaughtered. When he found out, and he was advised that if you keep going with this trend, there will be no more male to serve you in the future. So he decided to skip a year. 1 year we slaughter, 1 year we keep the boys alive. The year that he was supposed to kill the boys, Musa alayhi salam was born. So you could imagine how his mother felt, being scared that my baby will be slaughtered at any second. So she hid her pregnancy. Long story short, she delivered the baby and Allah informed her, feed him, nurse him. Then he told her, throw him in the river. The river will throw him on the river bank in the backyard of Fir'aun. And I promise you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised her with two promises. Inna radduhu ilayki wa ja'iluhu min al-mursaleen. I will definitely bring him back to you and he will become one of the messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the story, he said, فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنْ وَلِتَعْلَمْ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ. We brought him back to his mother so he can be the coolness of her eyes. And this is the topic of the khutbah, and to know for a fact that the promise of Allah is true. The promise of Allah is true. My beloved brothers and sisters, one of the greatest principles in our deen is that believing that Allah does not break his promise. The principle, this kind of principle, fills the heart of the believer with certainty, with affirmation, with iman, that Allah will never break his promise. So our concern should not be about that the promise that Allah made. Our concern and focus should be on the conditions that Allah asked for in order for him to fulfill his promise. That what should we be concerned and concentrating on. The conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. In general, why do people break their promises? Two reasons. Number one, the promise was a lie from the beginning. And number two, they actually cannot fulfill it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highly exalted on both. Allah will never lie. And Allah azza wa jal is the one that can do anything He wants. So, today inshaAllah ta'ala, we will mention few of the promises that Allah promised if we met the condition. First, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you're grateful, I will give you more. So the condition is to be grateful, and the promise is to multiply and increase. Are we grateful? My brothers and sisters, while we are sitting here in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, there are millions of Muslims disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. You should be extremely grateful that at this time you are in the house of Allah performing an act of worship while others are disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. We should be extremely grateful that while we are breathing naturally, there are millions of people that can breathe only through machines. We are supposed to be extremely grateful while we digest the food and eat by ourselves. There are millions of people who are fed through tubes. And so on and so on. The gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal is beyond. The na'am of Allah is beyond counting. There are countless amounts of blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal. And we should be grateful for every single one of them. How should we show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal? By the tongue, through expressing our gratitude by saying Alhamdulillah, by the heart, in believing that every blessing I have is from Him. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Sometimes the shaitan comes to me and comes to you and fool us by telling us you are successful because of your degree, because of your brain, because of your shrewdness, because you're so smart, because you're born in this country, because this is your color. No. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Any tawfiq, any success, anything that we witness is only from Allah Azza wa Jal. This is how we show gratitude with our heart, by believing 100% that everything is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Third, so the tongue, by uttering the words of gratitude. Alhamdulillah, tamla' al-mizan. Rasulullah said, saying Alhamdulillah fills the scale. Believing that it is from Allah Azza wa Jal, and showing gratitude with our limbs by using these blessings in the service of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you want to be grateful to Allah, thank Him with your tongue. Believe that everything is from Him and use all these blessings in His service. He blessed you with wealth. You take this wealth and you sponsor orphans. You take care of widows, you help the poor, you build masajid, you build schools, you build hospitals. You do not disobey Him with the blessing He gave you, He provided you. This is how we show gratitude with our limbs. Allahumma ja'alna min ash-shakirin. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Another beautiful promise from Allah Azza wa Jal. Just a few weeks ago, a brother told me, Sheikh, put on this unknown station and they are going to mention my name, that I was a witness. A reporter that nobody knows who he is going to mention his name for 2 seconds, that he was a witness. And the brother is very excited and telling everybody to watch. My name will be mentioned in a station that is not known to anybody. Very excited. What is the promise of Allah? فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, I the king remember you. The condition is to remember Allah, and the promise is that He will remember us. Not a guy, not a president, not a king, not a prince. Allah Azza wa Jal will mention my name and boast about my ibadat in the presence of not few people, in the presence of the angels, the one who do not never ever disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. Just because I said Subhanallah, just because I said Alhamdulillah, just because I read some Quran, Allah remembers me. Allahu Akbar. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum, remember me, I will remember you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, shall I inform you about the best of your deeds and the purest in the sight of your king, and that will raise your status, and better than spending gold and silver fi sabilillah, and better than the enemy striking your neck and you striking their neck? Ya Rasulullah, what is that that is better than all this? He said, alayhi salatu wa salam, dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. My brothers and sisters, the remembrance of Allah is not only saying the adhkar. This is part of the remembrance of Allah. We all know that reading the Quran is one of the best forms of remembrance. But remember Allah also when I am offered a haram job, when I'm tempted to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. This is also one of the best forms of remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. My brothers and sisters, it is the easiest and the most rewarding ibadah. You do not need wudu. You do not need to be in a masjid. You do not need to be sitting or walking. You could do anything while you're driving, while you're waiting in an office, while you're pumping gas, whatever you're doing, keep the tongue busy with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. Allah never ever breaks His promise.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
We are so blessed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have chosen us to be Muslims. And when we have this kind of yaqeen that the promise of Allah is true, it makes many things in our life easy. The third promise, this is something that many of us complain about. Stress, depression, anxiety, grief, worries. Allah Azza wa Jal has promised. Listen to this ayah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَأَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ. And the ones who believe and do righteous deeds, and they believe in everything that was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the conditions. Believe with righteous deeds and believe in whatever was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the promise? Forgive their sins. And here's the key. وَأَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ. And He filled their life with peace. Peace of mind. Something that money can never buy. Priceless. Allah promised, if me and you have strong belief that does not waver, And we are doing all the obligation. Our 5 salawat are on time. Our respect and honor to the parents. My zakat is paid in full. My Ramadan, alhamdulillah, I did my best. And the rest, and I'm staying away. Many people think Islam stops right here. And I'm staying away from all the major sins. Allah promised peace of mind. Allah promised peace of mind. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن. Another ayah in the same exact meaning. Whomsoever does righteous deeds, male or female. That's the first condition. Second condition, وهو مؤمن. And he or she are believers. They have no doubt about Islam. They have no doubt about Allah. They have no doubt about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the promise, Ya Allah? فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. I, Allah, the owner of this dunya, guarantee him, guarantee her a happy life. So if I do not have a happy life, check the conditions. Something's wrong with your iman, or something's wrong with your amal salih, with your righteous deeds, because the formula is 100% true. Amal salih plus iman, guaranteed happy life. I don't have a happy life, check before the equal. Something's wrong here or here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised peace of mind and a happy life for the people who do righteous deeds and have strong iman. The fourth promise, there are many of them, just because of the time, I'll mention a few. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, whomsoever leave a sinful practice, that Allah will replace it with something better. Particularly my young brothers and sisters who are struggling with specific sins, leave them for the sake of Allah. Allah will replace you with something better. That's a promise from Allah Azza wa Jal. The condition, leave the haram. The promise, I will replace it with something better. So, to my brother who owns a haram business, to my brother who owns a smoke shop, to my brother who sells alcohol, to my brother who sells cigarettes, to my brother who sells pork, to my brother who sells lottery, ittaqillah, fear Allah and leave it for the sake of Allah, and Allah promised He will replace you with something better. My brother, my sister, leave that haram job. Do not feed your children with haram income. You will see it. Your son will have a girlfriend and your daughter will have a boyfriend. You'll see it in them because they're fed with haram. Leave it for the sake of Allah. And Allah promised that He will replace it with something better. The shaitan is going to come and whisper to you and convince you. What's the big deal? These are kuffar. One brother told me, yeah, brother Habibi, why are you selling alcohol? Brother, I do not use it, alhamdulillah. I do not use it, I just sell it. These are kuffar. These are non-believers. Who gave you the fatwa that you're allowed to sell haram to non-believers? Who gave you that fatwa? We get scared and the shaitan is gonna, ya'idukum al-faqr. The shaitan is gonna come and tell you, listen, you're gonna be poor. You're gonna go out of business. When I believe that stopping to sell alcohol is going to lead me to go out of business, what am I saying? I'm saying that the alcohol is the razzaq. Astaghfirullah. I'm saying that the alcohol is the razzaq. The pork is the razzaq. No, the razzaq told me, leave all these things and I will provide for you from sources you've never expected. Do it, brother. Do it with yaqeen, because the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal is true. Now, Abu Qutada said, we approached a Bedouin and asked him to tell us something he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I heard him say, إِنَّكَ لَن تَدَعَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِلَّا أَبْدَلَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ مَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْهِ. So this Bedouin, he quoted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, there's nothing that you leave for the sake of Allah. These are the words of the all truthful. We believed him in everything. We perform salat the way he taught us. We perform wudu the way he taught us. We perform umrah the way he taught us. So how come we are doubting when he said, you do not leave anything for the sake of Allah, except Allah will replace it with something better. Now, it might be like you left a haram job, you will be replaced with a halal job. You left a haram relationship, you might be replaced with a halal relationship. But also, if you left something haram, it will be replaced with something that Allah knows it's the best for you. You left a haram job, you might be replaced with righteous children. You might be replaced with health. You might be replaced with a good spouse. But the replacement is 100% there because it is the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the last one for today, inshallah, subhanallah. The one that gives us so much hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, Ud'uni astajib lakum. The condition is, make dua. And the promise is, I will answer. He did not say, make dua and I listen. I hear you. No, he said, make dua and I will answer. Fulfill the conditions of the dua. Say it with yaqeen. Make salat on Rasulullah ﷺ before you start the dua. End it with salat on Rasulullah. Ask for something halal. Ud'u wa antum muqinoon bil ijaba. Make the dua and you have certainty that Allah is ala kulli shay'in qadir. And I will answer you. I will fulfill your request. That's a promise from Allah Azza wa Jal. That subhanallah should give us any time that we're going through any kind of difficulty. I know that the Sami' promised, he will answer. The Basir promised, he will answer. The Fa'alun lima yurid promised, he will answer. All I have to do is just beg and ask. Allah Azza wa Jal love. Allah loves to be asked, while the son of Adam hates to be asked. Allah gets upset if you don't ask him. The son of Adam gets upset if you ask him. Ask with yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer. The final promise that will give us so much certainty, especially in the situation that we are in right now. Allah promised that this deen will dominate over the whole earth. No matter how bad things look, Allah promised, وَعَدَ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ 3. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. Allah promised that he will make us successors in this dunya, khalifas, and he will make this deen the superior deen, the only deen, and he will switch, this is a promise from Allah, our fear into peace. What is the condition, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, you see what we're going through in Yemen, in Gaza, in Syria, all over the world. Ya Allah, what is the condition so we can get all these three? What is the condition, Ya Allah? We beg you. One word, Ya'budunani. Be a abd. When we become abid, when we fulfill this condition, that we are true slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal, the promises of Allah will be fulfilled. Are you abd? Am I abd? Or we just follow our desires? أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. There are people who take their desires as their ilah. Whatever their desire tell them, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. When we are true ibad of Allah, Allah will fulfill His promise.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice top laptop brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.